At this time, we are going to pray for those in authority, for our officials, for our public safety officers and our first responders. And we're going to do this in a couple of parts. But in 1 Timothy 2, we find this charge where it says, I urge then, first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings, and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. A lot of prayers for peace have gone up in the last 24 hours. And the Word of God gives us one of the keys to that right here, and that's to be able to pray for those that are in authority, in positions of authority. And our ability to pray for those that are in positions of authority directly corresponds with our ability to trust the one that said this, all authority and on heaven and on earth has been given to me. And so today, if we trust that Jesus has all authority, we can go boldly before the Lord and we can say, Lord, we trust you. And we thank you for those that you have placed in positions of influence and positions of response and positions of impact. And we want to continually pray for them and the difficult roles that they have. And so at this time, we're gonna have another interactive prayer session. And we're going to first pray for our local, city, county, and our state and government officials. Many have joined us here tonight, and we're going to pray for them. But before we pray for them, I want to honor them and thank them for coming out tonight and for being a part of this. So let's together just clap and thank them for being a part tonight. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. And God bless all of you. Yes, amen. When we honor those in authority like this, God responds. He can't help but respond and bless those that honor his delegated authority because we're saying, Lord Jesus, we trust you. So praise God and thank you for that response. And so first we're going to pray for the government officials, our local, our city, county, state, and national government officials. We're going to break up in groups of about a half dozen. And then we'll have a second part that we'll lead you into where we pray for our public safety officers, our first responders, and those alike. And I've asked my friend, Pastor Dave Berenger from K-First to come join me. And so go ahead and stand, everyone. And we're going to give you a few minutes to pray in those groups. So go ahead and find a group to pray with. And we're going to give you a few minutes to pray. And then Pastor Dave is going to wrap up our time of praying for our government officials with a wrap-up prayer in just a few minutes. So go ahead and pray out, pray aloud. And let's call to the one on whom all authority rests.
As we come to the close of our prayer, could we just begin to call out, if you know names of our officials, names of those in authority, government, local, national, state, could you just begin to call out their names? And as you begin to call out their names, one of our officials, Margaret O'Brien, is just going to begin to pray. And let's agree with her in prayer as we continue our time together.
Dear Heavenly God, thank you for letting us be part of such a great community where so many people are coming out and praying for each other. And as a local official, thank you for the prayers that are coming to me and my colleagues, the mayor, the lieutenant governor, the state representatives, our county officials, our township officials. Because of you, we can be one strong community. And we feel the love of the community. And we hope that the love that you have given us can shine through as we serve. And please hold the mayor in your hands in a special way. He's dealt with a lot over the last 24 hours. And he has risen to the challenge and shown the light of our city and our entire community. Thank you for blessing us with such a great community that doesn't know any township or city line or any county line, but expands across the entire region. We thank you, God.
Lord, we call on you on behalf of our governing authorities. Lord, your word challenges us in 1 Peter chapter 2 that we are to honor you, to hold awe for you, and we're supposed to all have an honor for our government officials. So, Lord, we just pray, not partisan prayer, but we pray kingdom prayer over every single authority, over city, over community, over state, our country. Lord, we call to you on behalf of our officials, God. And Lord, we just pray, thy kingdom come and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. For Lord, forgive us when we've turned our prayers into partisan pleas. We pray the kingdom. We pray kingdom wisdom, kingdom strength, oh God. Lord, when they lay their heads down, Lord, a rest that would come from you, God. Lord, we pray for, Lord, divine impartations of your presence upon their lives, God. We pray that you would bless them, Lord, that you would keep them. Lord Jesus, let your face shine upon them and be gracious unto them. God, may your face turn toward our officials to bring them peace. God, we just ask, bless them. Watch over them. Guide their every step, oh God. Lord, we pray that, Lord, that their steps would just be ordered by you. Lord Jesus, I pray that you would raise up the church, Lord God, to stand in a place of prayer alongside of our officials and not always against, oh Lord. God, raise up warriors that will choose to, Lord, be Aaron's and hers that will stand with authorities and say, we will pray to see God's victory won. God, we desire you. And Lord, we just speak blessings, grace, peace, and strength, and wisdom upon our officials. And we speak it in the only name we know to pray to. We speak it in Jesus' name. And everyone said,
amen. Amen. All right. Don't go too far. Now, we want to recognize those that are among us that have an incredible job that they do every day. And that's our public safety officers, our medical professionals, our first responders. And let's honor them for a moment right now and thank those that are here with us tonight. Yes. For those of you that are with us tonight that are in those fields, thank you so much for all that you do and the sacrifices that you make. And we want to spend a moment and pray for you as well. So in your groups, we're going to pray for our public safety officers, our firemen, our medics, and our medical professionals. And so just take a few minutes and pray together, and then I'll wrap us up. Please join me as we wrap up our prayer time together and pray for our officials. In your word, O Lord, you said to offer our bodies as living sacrifices, Lord Jesus, and I just want to take a moment and thank you for those that have responded to a call, for those that you have blessed with gifts and abilities, Lord, that caused them to lay themselves in harm's way or to sacrifice themselves to respond to the needs of others. Lord Jesus, we thank you for our public safety officers, our firefighters, our medics, our medical professionals, all those that find themselves in these situations. Lord, we thank you for the work that was done last night, and we believe that you were involved in the work that was done to help save lives and to apprehend this person, Lord Jesus, and we thank you for those that did it, Lord, faithfully. Lord, they went into a very difficult situation, and they boldly went there because they were called to do it, and they responded, and we're so thankful for that, Lord. Lord, the task that's laid before our police officers and medical professionals and these others, Lord Jesus, are often very difficult, sometimes seemingly impossible. But Lord, we want to continue to pray for them. Lord, that you go before them and keep them safe. That you provide great discernment and wisdom in moments of need, Lord Jesus, that they can do their jobs well and do them right. Lord Jesus, and that they would see a community that's standing with them and praying for them and cares about their families. Lord Jesus, bless their families. Bless their marriages and their children, Lord Jesus, because sometimes they get the overflow of a husband or a wife, a father and mother that's in a very difficult role and position. And so, Lord Jesus, bring peace to their families. Lord Jesus, our city will live in peace as we call on you and as we seek to live at peace with one another. So, Lord Jesus, we say that it starts here in places like this where we call out to you and we say that we need your love in our lives to be overflowing to the point where we can't resist but love our neighbor. And not because we have this great source of love, but because you are the source of love. Because in your word you said that you loved this world and so you came to give your life for it. And so, Lord, we thank you for those that live lives of sacrifice as well. And we ask that you bless them, that you keep them safe, and that you go before them, and that they find a community that loves and supports them. We pray all this in your name, Jesus, because we love you, but we know that you loved us first. Amen. Amen. You may be seated.